Business and Your Money on The Standard. I'm David Brown. I say your money, I mean it here. The plot of the story you're about to hear is fairly simple. It's about a man in Kansas who figured out a way to make $50 million without investing much of anything. This isn't exactly a success story. Quite the opposite. Officials say his scheme robbed thousands of Texans along the way. The Standard's Joy Diaz explains.
So, the Federal Trade Commission says this man from Kansas, Joel Tucker, got his hands onto some very valuable data.
Social Security number, banking information, other sensitive information.
FTC attorney Michael Tankersley says they don't know how Tucker allegedly got this information. Tucker himself has not commented on the charges, but the FTC says they do know that at some point Tucker sold the data to collection agencies in places like Houston, Chicago, and New York. The FTC says Tucker told collection agencies the people had outstanding debt.
And resulted in debt collectors calling up consumers and demanding repayment on these debts that were fake.
Huh. Fake debts. And people paid them?
Yes.
Why? Why would 10,000 Texans pay off debts they didn't owe?
Well, there could be a lot of reasons for that. One is that consumers often may take out a payday loan and then be contacted about repayment of the loan and not recognize that the loan that they're being asked to repay is not the same as the one that they took out.
Another possible reason? Intimidation. The kind of intimidation that can push grown people to tears. Patrick Ford used to work for a collection agency. He says nobody told him there are state and federal laws protecting consumers against fraudulent and abusive collection tactics.
Yes, it wasn't about facts. It was about, this is on my screen right now. I am going to harangue you until you send us the payment. And if you told me that you don't owe that, that wasn't part of the discussion.
What was part of the discussion were the horrible consequences consumers would supposedly face if they didn't pay. The FTC says it has proof people in the Tucker scam were even threatened with incarceration. Ford says, in his experience, collection agents were never asked about how they got people to pay up. Instead, they were rewarded for the results.
It's about commission. If you did really well, you got paid more.
In the Tucker scam, the FTC says thousands responded to the threats and paid money they didn't owe, around $300 each. The Trade Commission helped put a stop to it, but attorney Michael Tankersley says it's likely others are cheating people the same way.
In Texas and elsewhere, consumers have to be leery of people claiming that they owe a debt and be sensitive and careful about the release of information.
And resist the pressure. Know this, whether your debt is real or not, no collection agency can lock you up. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.